Surprise Story, Mystery and Chocolate, a story written by Nora Tullin and illustrated by Bérengère de la Porte. It was the day of the chocolate sculpture competition in Yumsville. Inspector Goaty arrived just in time. He was president of the jury. Three artists were taking part: Chicken, Rabbit and Fish.
"I want to take part too," said Pig, all covered in mud.
"No way,"
said Chicken, Rabbit and Fish. Pig was not happy. He wandered off grumbling.
"Well, it's not fair. I would have gone there."
It was time to get to work. Chicken made a white chocolate egg. Rabbit made a milk chocolate bell. Fish made a dark chocolate shell. The members of the jury and Inspector Goaty made a decision.
"And the winner is Chicken," announced the inspector.
"Well done, Chicken."
Immediately, Rabbit congratulated her, but Fish just sulked. The next day, Chicken found her egg covered with marks.
"Someone has spoilt my egg," she said crossly.
Luckily, Inspector Goaty was there. He decided to carry out an investigation. Goaty examined the egg with his magnifying glass.
"Brown, sticky. It looks like mud."
"Mud?" cried Chicken. "It must have been Pig."
Pig protested.
"It was not me. And anyway, this mud smells funny."
Goaty sniffed the egg.
"It is not mud. It smells very nice. Crunch. It tastes excellent. It is milk chocolate."
The inspector went on.
"The guilty party is one of the contestants, but crunch. Fish is innocent. His shell is made of dark chocolate. Crunch. So the culprit is Rabbit," said Goaty.
Rabbit admitted,
"I was jealous of Chicken. I put milk chocolate all over her egg. I'm so sorry."
"You see, I didn't do it," said Pig.
Chicken apologized.
"Sorry, Pig. Shall we eat some of my egg and forget about it?"
But Goaty had eaten the whole egg.
"Sorry, Chicken, your sculpture tasted too good," said the inspector.
Then Chicken had an idea.
"In that case, I will make a new sculpture."
And for the first time ever, she made a chocolate Easter pig. The end.